The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, the 28th of May, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And good morning, Ben. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, you're working tonight?
Yes, sir.
We've got a new producer that you're training, David.
Yes, sir.
I think he's going to be okay. He's pretty quick.
Yep.
Impart to him all of your depth, your wide depth of knowledge, and you'll be great. He'll be okay. Now, who was in here last night? What's today, Tuesday, right? Oh, nobody was in here last night. All of the... I do admit we all blew out of here pretty early yesterday. As soon as the show was over, it was like I turned around to adjust the air conditioning and everybody was gone. So, yeah, it's Memorial Day. People were obviously on their way out to ICO. So, what national day is it today? It should be National Hamburger Day.
National Hamburger, National Beef Burger, and National Brisket Day.
Whoa.
So you guys should head over to Odell's to get yourself some brisket.
Okay, now he's saying that because not only has he scored a great job working here, he scored a job over at Odell's. I had to sign, I did have to sign a promissory note to Jason over there, saying that if you damaged anything, I'd pay for it. So, do I owe him any money yet?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so, but you also get fed over there, too.
Oh, yeah, that's the best free meal
so
you'll ever
you
have.
You would just work there just for food. Well, work for food. Not quite. Huh? I saw that you came in early this morning because you brought in your car, or should I say, your vehicle.
Yeah.
You know, frankly, you could make a living bringing illegals across the border with that. You know that, right?
I just came to work down, in my
just
bus.
Just drive across the border, make a turn around Revolutionary Square there in Tijuana, and you wouldn't even have to stop. Just open it up.
And these days, the government might not even pay me as well.
That's right. And as you come back through, they'll wave you, they'll high-five you through, and you come up here and make $1,000 off the 28 people you could stuff into that. Well, I only do it once a month. I'm not as bad as the other people.
It's a big
Benjamin,
bus.
Benjamin, what am I going to do with you? Do your parents know that you're smuggling illegals across? Like all the people that are listening to?
They just think it's my buddies.
Donde estudo unite? Never mind. I won't go there. Okay, weather. Oh, another eye test today for the weather. They keep getting it smaller and smaller and smaller, the print, every day. There's going to be at some point that I'm not going to be able to read it. But
you're actually
not
involved in a Harvard study.
Okay, today is sunny with a high near 90. It's going to be 89. Tonight, mostly clear. Now, Wednesday, Thursday. Tomorrow is about the same. Thursday is going to get a little bit warmer, about 95. Friday, around 99. We may be hitting that three-digit mark on Friday, and Saturday it starts to cool down, and Sunday it cools down. And then, I mean, when it cools down, I say 94, like that. But it's going to be like that through next Monday, this weather. So there's no rain in sight, and it's going to be hot. It's going to be near triple digits on Friday. So take precautions, wear your sunscreen, don't leave anything in your car. And the weather reports, always brought to you by the Kenny family and Shasta Gas Propane. And I'm having lunch today with Chuck Kenny. I want to catch up with him. He's done some amazing things lately, and we're going to get him on the show to talk about it. But they are like, you know, local family, been in the business 25 years. They do treat their customers as friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment programs. It's a veteran-owned business. Chuck was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. So I can't say enough about the Kenny family and the service they provide their customers. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Okay. I don't even know how to start this morning. How about we start with, you know, the other day we were talking about how the cost of fast food's gone up, right? Well, you just thought, well, Carl's just...
I got two breakfast sandwiches the other day at McDonald's, and it came out at like $12.
Ooh, just for the breakfast sandwiches?
Yeah. No
did
drinks,
get, did
nothing.
You get like tater tots or one of those things?
Nope, no sides. Thought it was crazy.
Well, they did a story. USA Today did a story on how inflation drives up fast food prices. So it looks like the limited service restaurants increased by 47% since 2014. And it's about like between 2013 and 2016, 36% of adults consume fast food on a given day. Market research company reported in 2023 that 65% of respondents ate fast food once a week. So 36% of adults consume fast food on a given day, and 65% of our population eats it once a week. I believe that. I had a went over and had a Burger King the other day. And you just had two sandwiches. Now, here's what the prices have looked like. Fast food prices have more than doubled since 2014 and 2024. Carl Jr.'s and Hardee's, Wendy's followed with nearly a double price. Hardee's had more than a double price, doubled their prices. So when you look at McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Carl's Jr. / Hardee's, and Five Guys, and 18 markets across the country, the team asked for the price of the restaurant's signature combo with cheese and a medium size before tax. Not the small, not the large, the medium. A Big Mac combo was most affordable where? Houston, Texas, where a medium-sized meal rounded out to $7.89. which is still like $2 more than it used to be. Okay. Now, McDonald's prices range from $6 to $9 to $9 to $12, and $12 and above in these spots throughout the nation. Wendy's was one of the most affordable fast food options in downtown Columbus, Ohio. One of Wendy's cheeseburger meals is $9.29, the cheapest of the 18 cities compared. Most of theirs are between the $9 and $12. Now, Five Guys, we have a Five Guys here, right, here in town. They're the most expensive, but I think they are so expensive. Yeah. Well, $20 and above is in most of them, 17 to 18. The cheapest you're going to get is 16 to 17.
I got two burgers there and two shakes, me and a buddy, and it came out at around $50.
So
I was in shock.
I would have gone back and gone, excuse me, I'm not paying for the people. I wasn't paying this forward for the next two groups coming in here. Oh, no, sir, but you're having a Five Guys burger. Yeah. Okay. So this is the average. A Big Mac combo, $9.72. A Dave's combo, $10.79. A Whopper combo, $10.92. A Famous Star combo, $11.68. And a Five Guys cheeseburger combo, $20. So that's about right. No, I guess that's about right because you said, and this is the average, but you said, so two of their cheeseburgers with shakes. Did that come with fries?
No, but the way that they do their menus, they have little cheeseburgers, which is actually just a normal-sized cheeseburger.
Uh-huh.
But it, you don't know that until you find out after getting one day.
Uh-huh.
And so I figured that was just a tiny little one. And then they have the regular one.
Who's big for these
big? Which is actually huge.
Oh, is it good?
Oh, it's so worth it. It was amazing.
It's worth $50 for two burgers and two shakes?
But it's definitely...
You know how many days you work here? You know how many hours you work here to pay for that?
I think around 30.
Do you get paid better over at Odell's?
It's about the same.
Oh, okay.
I just get more hours.
Oh. Okay. Well, if you're going to work any place else, Odell's is a good, it's a good place. Now, do you work there Fridays?
Yep.
Okay, I expect you to sneak me off a couple barbecue ribs.
It feels like I work... It doesn't exactly feel this way, but it almost feels like I work at the same place since I literally just walk next door and I'm at work again.
I know. And they're good people. They're the ones I've met there seem to be pretty good people.
Both places I work have amazing work environments and great bosses.
How about that? Okay, you got your job for another week. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, one of the top 100 hospitals in the United States, got the A rating for hospital safety. And you might want to check that rating out when you look check the other hospitals in the area because they didn't get that rating. And it's a teaching hospital with 13 residents in their second year of training here, meaning they work in the hospital. They work at other clinics around town, and they're getting ready to start the next year's residents coming in here. There's going to be 10 of them, which is the number they wanted, and they had over 2,000 applicants for these 10 spots, which kind of tells you something. Now, besides help, you know, besides bringing in more medical care here in Shasta County, it also will introduce these doctors to our area, and hopefully they're going to see what a great place it is, and they're going to want to stay here. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive since 1982.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3470. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, Tuesday, 7:22 in the morning. I'm giving away $20 worth of Black Bear Diner bucks right now. First caller, are you awake out there? If you're awake, give me a call, 605-4567. Get $20 worth of Black Bear Diner bucks. You know what? If you were taking it to the five guys hamburger stand, wouldn't even buy you a hamburger. But it's going to buy you $20 worth of great food at Black Bear Diner at 605-4567. If anybody's awake out there, I know you're recovering from Memorial Day, from being out at the cemetery. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, the phone's not ringing, which kind of really, I wonder, oh, there it goes. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people since 1993. If you're looking for that second opinion on your insurance, if you can get insurance, she can help you get insurance. How about your 401k? How about your retirement plans with all the craziness going on? Should you have invested in gold 10 years ago? Who knows? But Judy Maxwell and her team, one team's for insurance, one's for financial management, will do a free review and evaluation. Give them a call at 530-221-0441. I hate to bring up contentious matters, but the state, our state legislators down in Sacramento, bless their hearts, have passed three laws concerning reparations. There's each bill, they passed a number of them, but these three bills we're going to talk about. One would establish a fund for reparation programs. Compensate black families and individuals whose property was seized via eminent domain, and create an agency to help residents research their family lineage to apply for such reparations.
They're the most critical, ambitious proposals of the 14 bills championed by the California's Legislative Black Caucus. Here's what the three bills will do. The creation of the Fund for Reparations and Restorative Justice. This fund would support future policies and programs designed to compensate descendants of enslaved black individuals or descendants of a free black person who was living in the United States before the end of the 19th century. An earlier version of the bill specified the use of 6% of the state budget reserve. That has been since removed, leaving the source of funding unclear. Compensation for land taken by eminent domain. This would provide a process for individuals to apply for compensation from the state if their land was seized by racially motivated reasons. Not just because you're in the way of a highway or something like this, but, you know, like the people down on that beach property that had their land taken and they were driven off their land, who then the land was given back to them and they sold it for, you know, millions of dollars. The states, this would be if land was seized by racially motivated reasons. The state's Office of Legal Affairs would be given the ability to review, investigate, and decide upon these applications. I'd be interested to see what that case has been, you know, to prove that their land was taken for racially motivated reasons as opposed to, you know, the city wanted to do something, or the county wanted to do something, or the state wanted to do something on property. And then they used eminent domain to take property to prove that it was because they were African-American, not Hispanic-American or Native American, just African-American. They're going to establish an overseeing agency, and the proposed California American Freedmen Affairs Agency would be tasked with overseeing all departments, offices, and other bodies tasked with operations. So we're going to have another 1,000-person bureaucracy that we pay for. The bill mandates the inclusion of a genealogy office and Office of Legal Affairs. Now, the three bills are now headed to the members of the Assembly, who earlier this week passed a related bill that would declare a formal apology to the descendants of enslaved black people on behalf of California. That proposal is now headed for the Senate. The task force that they had, the Reparations Task Force, published June 2023, recommended more than 100 policy proposals. One, to provide direct cash payments to eligible residents, is not included in any of the introduced bills. I think Gavin Newsom said that's a non-starter. Don't even send it. This week marks the final few days legislators have to push the bills out of the House of Origin. Well, see, there's not enough information in this article. I mean, it gives the wave tops on this, but I guess they have a genealogy office. You go in there, give them your name, and then they will research it like, you know, like Ancestry.com to go back in your family lines to see, you know, did you live in California? Or did your ancestors live in California? Did they move here? So say it has to be in the 19th century. Descendants of free black people who were living in the United States before the end of the 19th century, not California, just in the United States. Because California came in as a free state. It didn't come in as a slave state. So even if, say, their family was from Alabama, in the 1800s, was freed, and then came to California in the 1900s, would they be eligible? I'm not sure. There's bound to be somebody that's an expert on this and to talk to, because this is going to, and plus there's going to be a lot of consternation with this. If, you know, there's been nothing said about there's going to be direct cash payments, you know, but if people lost their land for racial reasons, but they're only holding it to African Americans when Hispanic Americans and especially Native Americans could really have a case too. So, where's there going to be lawsuits? Wait a minute. You can't just give it to one group of people when it affected others. What about white people that lost their land for unfair practices? That's not mentioned. Nor are Hispanic Americans, Native Americans. This could be a real can of worms. I can't wait to follow this over the next couple of years. California politics. Bless their hearts. 7:30, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at REU. Yep, REU is still has rebates available for that electric vehicle. These rebates can offset the cost of the vehicle in the charging station. See, the government is still giving out money to convince you that buying an EV is the right idea. And in some cases, many cases, it probably is. Driving around town, you know, that's a good idea. Electric bike, that's what you need when school starts, Ben. You need an electric bike. Your electric scooter is, I mean, it's okay, but if it's raining, it sucks. Right?
That's true.
That's true. Now you got your driver's license.
And I recently repainted the whole thing, so I might try to sell it for a profit.
Yeah, but painting it neon yellow, I'm not sure that's a good idea. Anyway, if you're interested in these rebates, visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. There you go. 7:31 in the morning, and it's about 68 degrees, and we'll be right back. My home, it's their home, and I'm welcome no more. And if a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a ten-ton truck kills the both of us,
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family. So come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all-bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
I'm just a bad boy, la 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 la.
No, no, I'll tell you why. That song, it kind of like and I don't need I need in the morning, especially the first hour, we know that, right? We know
we'll get some energetic songs on.
There you go, buddy. Hey, welcome back to the show. 7:36 in the morning here on Free Fire Radio with Carl and DeBot. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And our phone line is 530-605-4567. Now it's the time we're on kind of like open line segments. So if you've got something stuck in your craw, you want to talk about, what do you want to talk? You want to talk about Mike DeQuisto resigning. Retiring for health reasons and others. We can do that. We can talk about the Board of Supervisors. If you're still kind of like, you know, stuck in your craw about the raise they were doing, they had. What about the things going on in our, down in our state capitol? How about back in the swamp? You know, I'm starting to hear more and more things, that Mr. Biden is starting to panic. The Democrats' whole reelection strategy is based on Donald Trump being found guilty and sentenced to jail. That's their whole strategy. They can't use the economics. They can't use world peace. They can't use the border. They can't do inflation. They can't do anything because they're miserable failures at this. Their whole campaign is based on Donald Trump being found guilty of something. In this trial in New York, if it hadn't been Donald Trump, would have never gone to trial. It had never gone to trial. The feds investigated and said, nope, nothing here. Plus the statute of limitations, all these. Did he pay Stormy money to shut up? Now, see, here's why I'm other confused. And I thought Stormy, she had this crooked lawyer that caused all this. And this is where the liberal media was. Somebody interviewed him on CNN, or maybe it was MSNBC. I can't tell the difference. And asked him if he was thinking about running for president because, oh my gosh, you know, you've got it so much together and all this. Well, no, you know. This is where he was. This is how exalted he was. And then he got, and I think he's in jail or he's on, you know, he's out on bail or something like this. Because he cheated everybody. He stole money. Not just Stormy Daniels, who, by the way, I thought recanted the whole thing, but somehow is back into this. They're making it confusing enough so you're thinking, well, you know, but so what? What if he did pay whatever the amount is, $100,000? For her to go away. You don't think that happens all the time in lawsuits? My insurance company settled with these people that sued us for the unauthorized use of an image 2.5 years ago on Facebook, and they wanted $25,000. The insurance company paid them $5,000 to go away. That was it. We'll settle for $5,000. Just go away. Could I have won it? Yeah. But no, but they didn't want to spend $25,000 in court. I didn't want to spend $25,000 in court either. But it's to go away. Is that a felony? They're trying to tie it into, fix the election or impact an election. I'm not sure. 2016. And what happens, Democrats, if he's found not guilty? What if the defense team gets two people or one, just one, not guilty? He's not guilty of this. And they hang the jury. Do you think they're going to retry it? No, they won't. So that's it, and that's a win for Trump. Oh, it was a hung jury. That's okay. A win's a win. What if they win it, though, and they say, you know what, this is, you know, blah, 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 blah. Not guilty. Of course, he's in New York. And people in New York don't like one of their favorite sons there. He's no longer the favorite son. The only place worse to be tried at, and he might get a shot at that, is D.C. We're like 85%. Of the people voted Democrat against Trump. Now, try to find a jury out of that group. Oh, I can be fair. Oh, but what about your Facebook pages that say you should burn in hell? Oh, yeah, but I was just, you know, I was having a bad morning. And my latte wasn't as warm as I wanted it. So I was just having a bad day. So, speaking of cannabis, you ready? California wants to deregulate the cannabis dispensaries and allow them to sell food and non-alcoholic beverages along with the rolls, edibles, and flowers, mirroring the Netherlands' famed cafes that have long been tourist magnets. You want my Amsterdam story? I was recruited by a company out of the Netherlands to work for them. In Spain. I went there, and when I walked into their offices, this really nice lady was in there, and kind of an older lady, and she said, well, where are you staying? And I said, well, I'm staying at this one hotel. Oh, she said, it's a nice hotel. And I said, yes, it is, except they don't have, in this hotel, they didn't have, like, irons in every room, so, but the staff said they'd take care of that, because when you're traveling, I had a suit and all that kind of stuff. I was getting ready to go in the next day and see these people from this large company. And she said, have you been to one of our cafes? And I went, our coffee bar. And I went, no. And she goes, oh, many people, many tourists really like our cafes and our coffee. And the way she said coffee, I looked at me, and she looked at me like I knew what she was talking about. She was talking about a cannabis cafe, a marijuana cafe. We go in and you smoke different brands, and then you can sip coffee and eat. I didn't know. But on the other hand, a Stone, why don't you wait till I got to take a break. Why don't you wait till after the break and call me back, and then I'll talk to you in the next segment, because I'm going to take up the rest of this one. So, from what I understand, because I've not smoked marijuana. I know it's hard to believe this. In my years, I've never smoked marijuana. If I have, I don't remember. Maybe I enjoyed it too much. No. But from what I understand, people say you get the munchies. Have you ever heard that, Ben? That people get the munchies?
I have not.
You've never heard that? Okay. Sue, have you ever heard that when people eat or smoke marijuana, they get the munchies afterwards?
Yes.
Okay. Sue's heard about it. Yeah, okay, so they go out and they want pizza and donuts and all these things. Well, so here in our legislative wisdom here, bless their hearts, they say let's just open that up in our cannabis dispensaries so they can now serve food and drink, non-alcoholic drinks. So, but that seems like it makes sense if you smoke marijuana and you have the munchies, so you can smoke in there and then eat food.
Okay.
They think it's just a great idea down there in Sacramento, bless their hearts. Anyway, it marks the second effort by the bill's author, California Assemblyman Matt Haney, or as they call him, Weedy. I made that up. Newsom vetoed the 2023 version over secondhand smoke workplace safety concerns. But the revisions made to address the governor's prior objection, the bill is heading in the process of collecting legislator approval once it heads to Newsom's desk. Recreational marijuana has been legal in the Golden State since November 2016. They have stricter regulations in this bill for the food service side of the cannabis cafe. Proposed regulations include prohibiting customers and employees from smoking or vaping cannabis products in food preparation, food storage, or washing areas, and requiring non-cannabis food and beverages be kept separate to prevent contamination. Now, all the problems we have in California, and they are legion, but we're going to be able to have a subway, have a sub in the mirror in your local dispensary. You sit down there and, yeah, have a salad with made of marijuana plants. 7:46 in the morning, got to run, and today, the 28th of May, and we'll be right back.
This year's Reading Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Wind River Resort and Casino is hosting a Father's Day weekend to remember. Our annual Bacon and Brew Fest will kick off the weekend Friday, June 14th. Enjoy live music and tasty treats from a variety of local restaurants and breweries.
For only $25 plus fees.
Keep the fun going and join us Saturday, June 15th for Micro Wrestling. Tickets start at just $15 plus fees. Don't miss this action-packed weekend. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
This year's Reading Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials, you know, and reasons that just don't make sense, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168. Free consultation, and you talk to him. You don't talk to paralegals or any of that. You'll talk to Patrick. Since work injuries can change your life and the lives of your family, you want to get back to work. Your employer wants you back at work. Family wants you back at work. But why is it so delayed? You know, work injuries can be life-changing. And there's so many things that can happen that can that you have nothing that you can't control it. But Patrick Gorman can be there to get you through this, to get you the care you need, and the compensation that you have earned. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. I know Patrick well, and he's a man of integrity, and he gives his word. He means it. And he can help you. If he says he can help you, he's going to help you. All right. Stones, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to give some additional information. You were talking about one of the Trump trials, specifically the one with the non-disclosure payment and the connected to the campaign contributions. So, you know, you got to turn off Fox News, folks. They've been compromised years ago. One American News and Newsmax they're starting to be a little compromised. They're still much better. And here's the truth on that trial. It's a local state prosecutor who used local misdemeanors that the state statutes and limitations have expired long ago. So what that prosecutor did was conflate those expired charges into federal violations. That state prosecutor is unconstitutionally charging federal violations in a state system. You can't do that. If it's a federal violation, it needs to be done in a federal court. It's not rocket science. So this, and the judge is corrupt because the judge allowed this to start to begin in the first place. The judge should have said, sorry, dude, you don't have the authority to charge a federal crime. Go away. And the judge didn't do that. So the judge is corrupt. That entire process is corrupted. Should not be happening at all. And I really suggest people go to alternative media to get their news, because not even Fox News is worthy anymore.
Okay.
So thank you. I just want to give some information. You're not
going to
get
normal news outlets. Well, that's, you know, and all the polls that I see, of course, I don't trust polls that much because you don't know what the question they asked is.
Yeah.
Or who's doing it? But it seems like a strong majority of the people in this country believe these trials are politically motivated. And if they believe that you're trying to take somebody out through what do they call it, lawfare instead of warfare, lawfare. That, you know, and again, like I said, it seems like the Democrats' whole re-election campaign is trying to get Trump
found guilty of something because there's nothing else they can do.
Well, what are we, 8 years now into them trying to destroy Trump? 8 years? Are you kidding me? And they have found, they have been able to do nothing to him legally other than make him spend his money and time away from his campaign trail. This is lawfare. But, I mean, 8 years, really? And anybody thinks that, and there'll be others, right? When all of these fail, and they will, really? And then they'll throw some more stuff at Trump. I mean,
it'll be interesting to see what happens if he wins the election. What do they do then? Will they give up?
Remember, his 4 years in office, they lawfared him.
Yeah, impeached
and nothing
twice.
Happened to him.
Nope.
So why would they stop, Carl? Why would they stop?
Okay,
they've been doing it for 8 years.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carl.
Hey, you know, we've been talking about EVs, electric vehicles, right? Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg was on Face the Nation when they asked him a couple of questions. The Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 allocated $7.5 billion, that's B, billion, for EV stations as part of building a national EV charging infrastructure. How many have been built? I tell you what. If somebody calls in right now, call in 605-4567 and tell me how many, and be, if you're within three, you win. You'll get $20. 20, Black Bear Diner bucks. If you can tell me within three, how many, EV charging stations have been built by April of this year. And to explain it, because where does all this money go to? Obviously, and then the questions that it keeps being brought up, and there's anxiety, and does this fall into the portfolio and that port and the charging stations? You mentioned the Federal Highway Administration says only this many have been built. Is that true? Well, Pete didn't really want to answer that. Well, you know, you've got to get the land, and you've got to do this, and you've got to do that. Are people calling? Nope, nobody's called yet, huh? Think about this, my friends. $20. Oh, online, somebody has? Okay, this is the number. Look at me, Ben. That's the number that have been built. See that? Get within three, and you get $20. So, and I'm going to tell the answer here in like 2 minutes. But all this million, and they're supposed to be, the president's goal is to have 500,000 chargers by the end of the decade. Now, in order to do a charger, it's more than just plunking a small device into the ground. There's utility work, and this is also really a new category of federal investment. But we've been working with each of the 50 states. Every one of them is getting formulas to do this work. Engaging them for the first handful, again, by 2030, 500,000 chargers. So the question is, how many you got so far? 2 years. 2 years. And, I mean, of course, if they were trying to get permits here in Shasta County, that might have explained where some of the problems are. Those permits just don't flow from the city or the county, as we all know. But just think about this. You know, you have EVs, but you have no place to charge them. And then the chargers, from what I understand, some of them have been damaged, all this. So you come in there limping in with 10 miles left and, I've got to the charger. And there's a line. So you end up pushing your car into the charger where it starts to charge, but it doesn't charge at the strength that it's supposed to. So you're there for an hour. Now, I am not, you know, Randall, I know you're listening. I am not disparaging EVs. What I'm saying is, where's the infrastructure? Now, it's not just the infrastructure, but where's the power come for the infrastructure? I mean, we're saving all this money. I mean, we're saving all this CO2, right? Well, not really when you take a look at, you know, how it's mined and all this. But, okay, the answer, do we get an answer? Ben, look at me. Do we get an answer? Oh, he's still talking. Did we get an answer? Ben, I've got to run here. Ben?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump, accompanied by several of his adult children, calls this a very sad day, a dark day in America. Mr. Trump once again denouncing his prosecution as he showed up for court in Manhattan this morning.
Make no mistake about it. I'm here because of crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country. He's destroying our country. This country is being destroyed rapidly, not slowly, rapidly. On the borders, on energy, on inflation, on everything you can name.
Closing arguments are underway now, with the defense telling jurors that Mr. Trump is innocent and broke no laws. Once closing arguments are done, Judge Juan Merchan will charge the jury, and the deliberations will then begin. That could happen as soon as later today. The series of powerful storms across the central and southern U.S. over the weekend killed at least 23 people, left behind a wide path of shattered homes and businesses, as well as numerous power outages. A deadly Gaza airstrike ramps up the pressure on Israel to hit the brakes on its war on Hamas terrorism.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a tragic mistake was made in an Israeli strike in the southern Gaza city of Rafah that set fire to a camp housing displaced Palestinians and, according to local officials, killed at least 45 people. Netanyahu did not elaborate on the error. Israel's military had initially said it's carried out a precise airstrike on a Hamas compound, killing two senior militants. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Ireland, Spain, and Norway officially recognizing a Palestinian state. It's a move that Israel says telegraphs a message that terrorism pays. Wall Street, the Dow down 142 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
If it's not already there, it appears that Iran is oh so close to going nuclear.
According to a confidential report by the United Nations nuclear watchdog, Iran has further increased its stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons-grade levels. Iran is seeking to have economic sanctions imposed over the country's controversial nuclear program lifted in exchange for slowing the program down. The report by the International Atomic Energy Agency also comes against the backdrop of heightened tensions in the wider Middle East over the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. Israel and Iran carried out direct strikes on each other's territory for the first time last month. I'm Norman Hall.
A typhoon has finally let go of the Philippines, leaving at least 7 people dead, mostly due to floods or toppled trees. The storm also forced the closures of several seaports, stranding thousands of passengers. The typhoon lingered over the Philippines for several days before moving on. Townhall.com. The free market's trying to compensate for the ravages of inflation that has decimated our pocketbooks over the past several years.
As the weather heats up, major retailers are stepping up discounts, hoping to entice shoppers into opening their wallets. Target, Walmart, and other chains have rolled out price cuts, some permanent, others temporary, with the goal of giving their customers some relief. The reductions, which mostly involve groceries, are getting introduced as inflation showed its first sign of easing this year. But it's not enough for consumers, who are struggling to pay for basic necessities, as well as rent and car insurance. I'm Shelley Adler.
It's more proof, perhaps it's the best evidence, that artificial intelligence is really the next big thing. A group of investors will put up $6 billion to fund development of artificial intelligence by Elon Musk's xAI. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. Today, the 28th of May, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Ben is there. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
It's National Burger Day, and I gave a synopsis of how much fast food prices for burgers have risen throughout the United States, doubling. The most expensive, of course, is Five Guys, where it's where Ben got two milkshakes and two burgers and cost him $50. But that's about it. They're $20 for a combo meal. And then the rest of them, how much they are. It's getting to be that fast food is not something everybody can go to. I mean, it's now starting to become kind of a luxury item for some families. Anyway. But it's National Burger Day, right?
You bet.
Thanks for joining us. I got Ben running in circles in there. Today, sunny with a high near 89. It's going to be like that all the way through next week, my friends. Now, it's going to get hotter on Friday. It's going to be probably near triple digits. So it's going to be 99. And so just be aware of that. If you were going to be talking about it today, because I have Haven Humane in the studios, we'll be talking about not leaving your car, your dog in the car. Because it's been so nice and cool, and you leave the windows open, it's been good, but that is over. Now, the weather reports are brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. The Kenny family, they've owned it for 25 years. They've built a reputation of being very, very supportive of their customers. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Like I said, locally owned, locally operated. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. The Kenny family are just a great family, and it's also a veteran-owned business. I'm having lunch today with Chuck Kenny, in fact, to catch up with him and all the things they're doing. Now, the answer to how many of these electric vehicle charging stations has been built, and I said you'd be within three. Now, when I have Jim and Annie in here. Jim, what did you say?
Oh, what did I say? Last
up, turn them on. You got to turn on everybody.
Oh.
He's not on. Okay, try now.
Am I on?
He's not on.
Oh, no.
He's not on. He is on?
Am I on?
No, he's not on. Okay, Annie?
I got 67,000.
And Jim, why don't you come over here, Jim, since obviously we can't turn on that mic. There you go. Try that one.
All right. Am I on?
No.
What? I'm not projecting, right?
Ben?
I'll just turn on the extra producer mic. We'll see if that works.
Okay, walk over here. I can't believe that we have two mics that aren't working. We got to... You get hot on that one, buddy.
All right, how about
now? Try it
out. Can you hear him? Okay, try again.
Hey, this is Jim. Okay. Oh, I can hear myself now.
Okay, so we had 68,000 from Annie, and Jim, you said?
Less than 100,000.
That's right. And the answer is? Seven or eight. So you had to be within three, and Jimmy hit it. Jimmy got it. Jimmy won the $20. So it's a, what can I say except seven or eight, and everybody else is thinking thousands, right? Of course you would be. Randall, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm going to call you out.
Uh-oh.
In fact, when you call me out, I'm always out here walking. And so I'm getting somewhere and walking, and so it's hard for me to call back. First of all, I am fully fueled by one half of a Black Bear Diner biscuit this morning.
Okay.
That is a renewable source for me. second,
secondly, you keep saying that I am super pro electric car. I am not. I drive a plug-in hybrid, which means that I have the best of all the worlds. I get 33 miles in town. I just plug it into the house without on a 110. And then when I go on a trip, I use the gasoline engine and never have to worry about stopping. So I am pro electric to the point that it works for everybody. But I'm not a Tesla driver, or any of that type of thing. So take that.
I know you're not a Tesla, and I know you're a hybrid guy, and I've talked about that, you know, and that you've used 6 gallons of gas in two years. But, okay, I exaggerate a little bit. But you have done things. You have sent me things showing, you know, that, Carl, maybe you're just being a little too harsh on EVs. And
the last thing I sent you, and then you came back and say, see, you've made my point, and I did partially.
You did.
You kept saying that it costs so much to build these cars, and it's true, and it costs a lot to build a regular automobile as well. But once you start driving them, it begins to even out over time. And gasoline is not a renewable resource. Electricity is, and 100% of the car, the EV car, is recyclable. So we're talking
recycle,
long-term future here.
Wait a minute. You can recycle all the batteries. Okay. First of all, Randall, you know how I love you, man. You've got to come in here, and you and I are going to go at it. You and me, mano a mano, marine against marine. In a friendly debate. How's
friendly
that?
Debate? All right. Are you going to be concealed carry at the time?
I'm always concealed carry, and I promise, I will never cut off your microphone while we're talking, like I do with Generator, whatever his name is, when he comes in, I just turn off his microphone. I promise.
I will be happy to do that, and I will guarantee that. We both will win in the debate because we're not arguing. We're not arguing.
No, we're not. We're not. We're
the long term future. We're arguing about what's going on today.
That's
as it.
It
relates to these things. Yeah.
You got it, buddy. So glad.
Okay. Thanks.
So glad you called. All right. Thanks, buddy. Okay, Randall Hempling. Now this is a man I really admire. This guy is a renaissance man. He used to be the CEO of Shasta Regional. He goes at the bed. He drove his motorcycle across the country twice without a windshield. That tells you something. Without a windshield. And I'm like, he's beat cancer. He is used to be a over-the-road truck driver. I mean, here's a guy, CEO of a big hospital, very successful. But he was also a professional card player.
Wow.
Yeah, he still goes into the Masters, Texas Hold'em in Vegas every year.
Well, for just a second, I thought you were going to say professional wrestler, and I thought, wow, what a renaissance man.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, okay. I'm here with Jim Lewis and
Hi there.
Annie Ransom. How are you doing, Annie?
Doing great. Thank you so much for having us.
Is this your first time?
This is my first time.
We'll be gentle.
All right. Appreciate it.
They're here from Haven Humane because we had this whole first segment had nothing to do with you all. We're going to take a break. So see, you
Perfect.
Get a chance to take a breath, get some water if you need it, go to the bathroom in case you're scared, as you should be. This portion of the show is brought to you by, whoever I find here. How about Cornerstone Community Bank? Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank. It's been around for 17 years, and they've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. Four branches, one in Red Bluff on Riverside, two right here in Redding, one on California Street, right, gosh, you can hit Jack's from it with a hamburger, and one over in 192 Hartnell Avenue, as we know, the old Cornerstone Shopping Center, that's their main branch, and the newest branch down in Anderson on Ventura Street, sponsored for many of our local organizations and events, Cornerstone Community Bank, we do business there, we're happy. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Haven Humane.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th. from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It is 8:19 in the morning here on the 28th of May. And I want to remind everybody that we had the memorial services yesterday up at IGO. But on the true Memorial Day, which is May 30th, there's going to be another event at the Veterans Memorial Grove down at the Reading Civic Auditorium. This is a good event, too. They put out chairs and their shade and all this
they lay wreaths. There's a guest speaker, and afterwards there's lunch. And that's the 31st annual memorial service. We salute our nation's heroes on Thursday, May 30th. And it's put on by the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. And as we honor military personnel lost in service to our country, it's free. Just come on down there. And afterwards, there's a free lunch. Yeah, it's good lunch. I think one of the Rotaries put that on. But, okay, I'm here with Haven Humane, and I'm here with Jim Lewis and Annie Ramson. Ransom.
Is it? Ransom. Like ransom. Ransom note.
Oh,
yeah.
Like ransom.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, you're having another empty the shelter, or you had one.
Thanks yeah.
to Bissell Pet Foundation. We bought a Bissell vacuum cleaner just because of that. I mean, there's so many choices. Because the dog that you foisted upon us, you didn't put in when we were looking at him. Oh, he's gentle. He does this. He's smart. He does blah, blah, and he's love, blah, 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 blah. Okay, all that was true. But you didn't tell us that he was a fur-producing, a hair-producing animal like it is because he has short hair. Yeah. And I'm looking, how much can one of those shed?
Well, that was in the very fine print.
What's it? Yeah, but it was written in Lithuanian. Anyway, no, we're so happy we got him. Okay, so start off there, Jim.
Yeah, we just finished that Bissell Empty the Shelter. The Bissell Pet Foundation sponsored all the adoption fees. So in only 2 weeks, we were able to adopt out 68 dogs and 42 cats.
Wow, yeah. That's great. That's great. And I love your Facebook page when you have everybody's picture on there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you look at people and the animals they pick, I'm going... Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I mean, do you ever do that? I mean, you go, oh, yeah. Oh, look. How'd they find that one? It's perfect.
Yep. Just looks, just belongs in the family, you know?
Oh, yeah. Look at Buford and Linda and I. He's like, you know, he was there in the,
Yeah, it's, I enjoy looking at those pictures as well. Sometimes you get the classic, like, well, the dog looks like the owner. Sometimes it's just the expression on the dog or cat's face. Like, they just look up at their new person like,
yeah.
This was meant to be. It's an amazing thing.
You know, Facebook has become addicted to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Not because it's Facebook, but those reels.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of them are of cats and dogs, and they're showing the affection. And some of these dogs have got smiles on their faces. I don't know if you've seen the one where the guy's trying to take a selfie, and the dog gets right behind him and smiles.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, my God.
Photobomb.
You know, yeah, have you seen that one? Anyway, photobomb.
Yep.
So, yeah. Well, anyway, I'm so glad that happened. Now,
yeah, me as well.
Isn't there you've got another one, though, coming up.
Yeah, we have something else coming up. It's called the California Adopt-A-Pet Day. So this is something that's hosted by Cal Animals, which is sort of the statewide animal shelter organization.
Uh-huh.
Help us all communicate and support legislation that supports animals and all that kind of stuff. So they came up with this idea, and they're working with the ASPCA and the San Francisco SPCA to help sponsor adoption fees again. This is just a one-day event, though, June 1st.
June 1st. Now, that's going to be Saturday.
Exactly, this Saturday, yep.
And you're going to be open for that?
We're going to be open up 11 to 5 like normal for visiting.
Okay.
We are highly encouraging to make an appointment first because we only have so many staff to help, and we're anticipating that hoping that it's going to be pretty busy.
Well, I tell you what, how many dogs have come through here? I'm not going to count cats because there haven't been as many, but how many dogs have come through here over the last, 8 years? Every Friday, here comes a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And for 8 years, we've been watching these dogs come in. Of course, we had a dog. Okay. After our dog died, we had 3 years without a dog. Mm-hmm. And we just every time came in here. And every time, I love this dog. But we didn't do anything until we pulled the trigger on Buford.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, you brought in two dogs or three dogs that I'm looking at him and thinking, oh, Buford is like this. Buford, here's a little brother. This little lab you brought in last Friday. What was his name? Rocky or something like
that? Oh, Rocky, yeah.
Is he still there?
As of Saturday, he still was, but I've been in there this week. So.
Well, let me tell you, this dog looks like a lab, except smaller, if that makes sense. And what a goofy guy. He would fit right in with Buford, who's goofy too. And we looked at him.
So Linda, all these years have said, you know, a cattle dog, Carl, you know, really a cattle dog. And I went, okay, I mean, I understand that, you know. The other, we're watching this movie last night. She's looking at this cattle dog. She goes, you know, that could be a cool dog too. And, I'm just looking at her because I'm thinking, I just bought a Zumba, or not a Zumba, but a Shark, which is like a Roomba. Mm-hmm. And that little devil is just tearing it up in there. And, you know, it's, every so often it beeps at me and says, I'm on a cliff. That's what it says. I'm on a cliff on my app. And I'm like, there's no cliffs in my house. But it's found something. So
that's fun.
Anyway. But now when you get one like that, how many dogs do you have?
I have four dogs.
How many does Mark have?
Mark has two right now.
Two right now. Yeah. That means he's got room for four more. And
I have one dog, Tanner. Yeah.
Okay.
He's a Haven alumni as well.
Haven alumni also. Okay. All right, so June 1st, it's going to be California Adopt-a-Pet Day,
yep.
And here it is. Doesn't cost you anything to come down and find just a wonderful pet, and that's dogs, cats. You still have pigs down there?
Yeah, we still have some pigs, yep. Three of those, and yeah, we'd love to get them out of here and into
yeah.
a nice home.
You know what? And Thanksgiving is coming up, and hams. So,
well, we won't adopt them for that, but
oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
We want you to give them a feast.
I'm just kidding about that.
I know.
Mark, my really good friend. Is at home right now, and he just levitated off whatever he's sitting on. He just levitated right then. He goes, oh, my God, he's doing it again. All right.
He knows he's not supposed to say that kind of stuff.
That's right. Hey, we're going to talk about pig hunting later on in the show. Now you got your, okay, in 11th annual Zumba Bash. I just see him right now. He's crying. He's crying right now. Oh, come on, Mark. I'm just kidding. You got a Zumba Bash coming.
We do, yeah. We have our 11th annual Zumba Bash coming up, hosted by Anderson Family Fitness. It's going to be on Saturday, August 17th. We invite you to come dance the night away with us to the masquerade ball theme picked out just for this event by Jennifer Lazoya and the amazing Zumba instructors and volunteers who donate their time and talent to raise awareness for funds for Haven Pets. Registration is now open on our website under Ways to Give, and this is a great event. We really hope everybody
can really
join.
It really is. A lot of people show up, and you get to see Mark in his spandex up there dancing. Now, he may not be dancing as fast.
Yeah, he's a Zumba expert.
But he is a Zumba expert. I, you know what? I'd like to see photos on Facebook.
Yeah, we already mentioned her name, but I'd like to just shout it out again. Jennifer Lazoya,
yeah.
And the other instructors down there at Anderson Family Fitness. This is something that they created and that they do. They invest their own time and energy and money into putting this thing on. Without them, it wouldn't happen, and it's become one of our important fundraisers. So
it is.
Thanks to them, if you're looking for to get fit, go check them
yeah.
out.
Yeah, Jennifer, thank you so much. And Zumba is it gets you moving. So,
it does.
Yeah. It's like jazzercise on steroids.
Okay.
16. You know, I'm going to skip over one of these and come back to that.
Cool.
2024 event, an individual event sponsorship opportunities. What is that?
So we're always looking for people to be heroes to Haven and help sponsor our events, sponsor the mission of taking care of animals in our community. So if you have the ability to help us, please reach out. We do have opportunities available for this year. You can give me a call at 530-241-5262 in the development department and talk to me about these opportunities to help support Haven and the animals in our care.
Yeah, and let's talk about people like John Pohlmeier from Edward Jones, and Power Pup sponsor, Walner Plumbing. I mean, see, this is the way you can come in and sponsor something, get your name everywhere, and feel all this love coming back to you by sponsoring events like that. So if you're interested in something like that, you can give Andy a call, or you can check it out at aransom@havenhumane.org.
Yep.
There you go. All right, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Cypress Square Barbershop is my barbershop of choice, and Ted Leidy's, and many, 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 many other people. Why? Because you get a great haircut. They shave around your ears, your neck, with warm leather. They're pleasant. It's a veteran-owned business. It was established in 1960 and is still going. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. If you want to work on your schedule, you give them a call at 530-244-9478.
And you can set up an appointment. And set up an appointment, come rolling in there, hop into the chair, get a great haircut, some snappy patter from the barbers, and then out I go. And remember, gents, this is not a hair salon. No. Nema, nema, as we say in Croatia. It is a barbershop. Man's last stronghold. We'll be right back. I'm up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to the sun. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. 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 We're up all night to get lucky.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online. Online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Great things come in small packages at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us in Seasons on Saturday, June 15th for an event night special to savor. With a River Club card, you can enjoy a shrimp cocktail for $10, mini corn dogs or elote cheese corn nuggets for $8, and sip on pint-sized perfection with our wrestle-worthy micropunk. These bite-sized specials are a treat you won't want to miss. For complete menu details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your owners at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business.
Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mundabot. Today, the 28th of May, it's National Hamburger Day. And there's probably places around town that will give you a good deal on hamburgers. Where are they? I have no idea. The 8:35 in the morning, about 68 degrees, going up to 94 today. And so it's going to be nice. And speaking of this, temperature's going up. Friday's going to be 99, and I'm here with Haven Humane, and I'm here with Jim Lewis and Annie Ransom. Like, ransom.
You got it.
Yeah, not ransom, ransom. We need to warn people, it's getting hot again.
Yeah, it's getting hot outside. You might think it's okay to leave your dog in the car for a couple minutes while you go into the store, do whatever you're doing, take your dog everywhere with you. But just remember, it's going to be 20, 30, 40 degrees hotter inside the car than outside the car, even with the windows cracked. It just turns into an oven there, so you definitely don't want to leave your dog in the vehicle right now. Even if you're in the shade, it's not a good sign. We take dogs in every summer that we have to take out of vehicles where they're
okay.
The temperature
so you
is really
get a,
high.
You get a call that says, "Okay, there's a dog in this back of this car." Mm-hmm. So tell us what happens. Tell us the mechanics from that.
Well, all our officers have the little infrared thermometers on their truck, so they can come in and first they'll take a do a visual check of the dog, make sure it looks see if it's in distress or not. They'll do a temperature of the inside of the car to kind of get an idea to see how much time they have, what they're working with, see if there's water in there, all that other stuff. If they're at a store, they're going to go inside the store and do an announcement overhead, like, "We need you to come out to your car right now," that kind of thing. And they'll wait as long as they can when the dog's not in danger. But if push comes to shove, they are authorized to get into that car however they need to.
It's usually called breaking a window.
It can be.
Okay. Yeah. Or if they're really good at Slim Jim and they open up the car.
Yeah.
And police can do that too, but they will get in there and take that dog and rescue it. Yep. It's not against the law for them to do it.
It's not. Citizens can do it as well. There are specific things that they need to be careful about
guidelines.
First. But
that's right.
But you just so anyone who has their dog in their car is aware that
the first
you're,
one
you're leaving that option for people.
First one I heard about was at the Red Bluff Rodeo. We were there and it was a hot day. Mm-hmm. It was a hot day. And they made the announcement, "Here's this truck. This license plate, you need to come out. Your dog's in the car, and the police are here, and they're getting ready to enter your car."
And you don't want to be that guy who takes that walk of shame in front of everybody out to your car.
eating your snow cone. You're going, your dog's laying there on his back going. So, just be aware of that, my friends. And every year there's going to be incidents like that, but even worse, there'll be incidents of leaving kids in cars. I just find that so incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, now, 16th annual Bark, Wine, and Brew.
Yeah, it's coming up, end of the summer.
It is, we're getting geared up. This year it's Saturday, October 5th, hosted at Wind River Event Center. We have a great theme this year. It's heroes and villains, and costumes are definitely encouraged. If you want to get really excited about the event, we also have a great video on our YouTube channel right now just that'll let you experience the essence of the event and the excitement of the event. And registration for this year's event on October 5th is now open on our website under Ways to Give, or you can call me in development at 530-241-5262. This is a sellout event, so please don't wait. Give us a call today and get your table booked.
Yeah, like Rodeo, we sold out for those last two nights, and people are trying to get tickets, walking in going, "Boy, I can't get tickets." Well, we've been telling people it's sold out for a week. But it's the same thing with Bark, Wine, and Brew. They sell out early, and it is a great event. They give prizes for tables, and they have a dessert auction that is magnificent, and it's themed. And one year it was aliens. I mean, and it was the greatest decorations on those cakes, so I imagine this year is going to be good, too.
Yeah, and when we say, sorry to interrupt, Carl, when we say we encourage you to dress up in a costume, people go all out for this. Not only are they dressed up in a costume, people show up before the event starts to put their table in a costume. We have the tables all decorated, but people come in, you know how people are, and they start setting up their tables. So, we give out prizes for the best table, the best costumes. It's a lot of fun.
It is, and you will thoroughly enjoy yourself. And you can. I think this is probably one of the biggest fundraisers you have.
It is the biggest fundraiser of the year for us. So,
and just let me tell you, my friends, Haven Humane doesn't run just on love. I mean, it takes money to run this, and can you imagine the amount of care for the animals, the veterinarians, and all this, the people that work there? And then there's dozens and dozens of volunteers. Thank God.
Hundreds, yeah.
Or hundreds? Mm-hmm. Is there hundreds?
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say hundreds, but I thought, hundreds.
I'll say dozens that we see on a regular basis, but hundreds on the roll.
Okay, good. Just like everything.
Yeah.
Like I'm on the roll someplace of the Healing Waters, and I've never been to a meeting. But I'm on the rolls there, and once a year I show up and I emcee their event. So, I kind of think that counts.
Yeah, it's all important.
Okay, now you have a weekly YouTube video.
Yeah, we have something called Haven Happenings. Usually Mark is the host of that. It gets released every Monday and just gives you a peek inside of Haven, lets you know what's going on. We talk about an adoptable animal and all the different things we're doing. For the next couple weeks, I'll be the host. I'll try to live up to Mark's example while he's at home recovering. But, you just go to our YouTube panel and follow it there. Or you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and it's cross-posted at both of those platforms, too. It's just a fun little 3-minute video for us to share what's going on.
And don't forget, too, if you have the opportunity to share those posts, that really helps us get more animals adopted as well. So please share.
Yeah,
on Facebook, I always share your post of things so that people... In fact, this one dog you had was Benet, I guess.
Yeah.
Good Samaritan. Found her next to the highway, brought her in, y'all got her back into shape, and then a lady from Washington State came down and adopted her.
Yeah, Beignet.
Beignet,
named after little donuts from New Orleans.
Okay.
I've been told you're not supposed to say New Orleans unless you're from there, but...
You can say
But yeah, Beignet, she was
the... What are they going to do? They don't even have electricity in Louisiana. They probably can't hear this. It's Louisiana, come on. Okay, some parts of Louisiana have like this. All right. Not New Orleans, though. And she came down from Washington State to get this.
Yeah. This person, the adopter, she came all the way from Washington State. In fact, she started emailing us 2 weeks before she came down, just trying to get all the details correct, making sure that the dog is ready and all this stuff. But she makes that drive down and she adopts Beignet, and it's a perfect match. She was looking for a Whippet, which this dog was a Whippet mix, heavy on the mix. But that didn't deter her. And not only did she adopt Beignet and drive her all the way back up to Washington with her, she brought in baskets and baskets of toys and blankets and treats for all the other dogs, and on every piece of every donated item had a little note on it. Like, she had some treats, and it said, bacon, 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 we love bacon, and just little stuff all said from Beignet.
Oh. Obsessive compulsive that we love. Those are the kinds we love. Now, Linda went through everything. Mm-hmm. She says, it's time for new towels. I have two bags of nice towels. Mm-hmm. That somehow didn't make the cut, in our house. And I've got two big bags of those things because y'all can always use towels.
Yes, please.
And I should have brought them today because I knew you were going to be here and then just handed them to you and said, here you go.
Yeah, we would have taken
them. Yeah, now I've got to make a special trip out there, which is okay, except it's a danger that I come home with another animal.
Right?
All right. Let's just do the vehicle donation because we're running in our last segment and we're kind of running out of time. But I really want to talk about the feral cat thing because our neighborhood is banding together. We are getting rid of our feral cats. How are we getting rid of them? We're spaying and neutering them. Let's talk about that after you tell me about vehicle donations.
Yeah, so we have a great partner, Cars, Inc., that we work with for vehicle donations, whether it's a car, a truck, motorcycle, motorhome, camping trailer, or boat. All of these donations help us provide quality care, pet services, and a safe refuge to the animals in our care. Donating is super easy. You simply call 855-500-7433 or click through our website under Ways to Give and donate a vehicle. Our partner, Cars, Inc., will tow your vehicle at no cost and send you a tax-deductible receipt. So it really is, you go online, you fill out a quick form, and then we Cars, Inc. takes it from there, and it really helps Haven Humane.
Cool. And so some lady called in from Weaverville, and I said, and she said, put the cars down here. So I gave her Mark's number. So, well, I mean, he's going to be able to tell her about it. I can't.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can pick up cars from anywhere, even if you care about animals in Shasta County, but you're living out of the area, you can still donate your vehicle to Haven Humane.
Cars, trucks, trailers, horse trailers, any type, anything that rolls. And it doesn't even have to roll.
Yeah.
They'll come get it for you, and then they'll sell it, and the 80%?
Yep, correct.
Goes back to Haven Humane.
Yep.
Okay, that way you clean up your street of cars, but you do have to kind of have, I guess, the registration. I can't just go by and have cars towed away like that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure there's help for you through the organization, though, if you're missing yours or something. They'll help get that settled for you.
That's what I understand. They will find that registration for you. Great. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Haven Humane.
Let me take you on a little trip, my supersonic ship, at your disposal if you feel so inclined. Alright, we're gonna travel faster than light, so drop your overcoat tight and we'll go anywhere you want to decide.
This year's Reading Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This year's Reading Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. With Carl Lindebot. Hey. Today, the 28th of May, 8:50 in the morning, about 68 degrees right now, going up to 94 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors, veterans, reach them at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Haven Humane, Annie Ransom, and Jim Lewis. Mark is unavailable today, and but my good wishes go out to Mark, knowing he's probably Disneyland or someplace like that. Now, let's talk about neutering and spaying, because our neighborhood has gone on the rampage as far as we're gathering them up. So we found the latest one who had four kittens, five, one died. And that mommy cat was moving her kittens from this one house where she lost one of the kittens through our garage into the next house where she knew that there was sanctuary because they're just really, really, really great animal people. So they've got four kittens and mommy. Mm-hmm. And so, but we want to get mommy spayed.
Right.
So she doesn't keep having kittens. So tell us about all the different ways people can get spayed.
Sure.
Or animals
we'll say about
can.
Cats, yeah.
Yeah, cats. Yeah, let's keep it there.
Well, we are doing a public spay and neuter surgeries every day. That's for your own animals, your pets at home, dogs or cats. Mm-hmm. You just have to call and try it again. We're only doing a few, so it's pretty tight schedule. But for those cats that are running around the neighborhood and making kittens, mm-hmm. bringing them to your house, we have a couple of different things. So once a month, the last Thursday of every month, we do what we call our feral fiesta. We spay or neuter up to 50 feral cats.
That would be this Thursday, then.
Yeah,
last Thursday of the month. Yeah.
So this Thursday, you drop off at 7:15 in the morning. You pick it up that same day at 4 o'clock. There's no vouchers left. Sorry. There were vouchers from the City of Reading, feral cat vouchers. Those have all been used up, but we'll get some more
in July. How much is it to do a feral cat?
It's $45 to spay or neuter.
Okay.
Either way.
So we'll split the cost for reference.
And we do have other vouchers that take $20 to $25 off depending on what jurisdiction you live in, basically.
So you're not going to get the new vouchers, feral cat vouchers for Reading until July 1st.
Correct.
So, but we want to get this thing taken care of because she'll go out there and, you know.
Yeah. So with the other vouchers, you're still only paying $20 to $25 to get that done, which is a steal. Then we also do every Monday through Thursday, we just do our normal trap, neuter, return surgeries. We do seven of those every day. Same rules, that you bring it in by 7:15 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Every cat has to be in its own trap, and that's a trap, not a carrier.
Right.
It has to be the humane live traps. You can.
Not the leg traps.
Not the leg traps,
okay.
Please.
Just kidding. In the catch and release traps.
Yes, exactly. Same pricing, $45, and there are the vouchers for that as well.
Now, my friends have done like five of these cats, and they paid the whole amount.
there are some places in towns, the veterinary hospitals want $400.
Yeah, yeah.
To do it. So we're doing it at 45 down here at Haven. So here you go. They're going to take up to 50 feral cats.
Yep, this Thursday.
On Feral Fiesta Day. Yeah, they're $45. But if you've got three or four of them in your yard and you don't want that, when we take Buford for a walk at night, I bet there's at least six cats. Mm-hmm. You know, in the sunset, we're going out wandering the area. And, I mean, now some of them could be pets that mm-hmm. they just get out and wander the area because that's what cats do. But this way, here's why we do it. If we take that cat and we spay it and bring it back, the cat will stay there
right.
and protect its territory.
Right.
But will not be able to procreate.
Exactly. And it's the best way. The research all shows that it's the best way to kind of cap and end the cat overpopulation issue, which is, you know, human-created issues. Yeah. We have to take care of it.
Yeah. Humans created this problem. Mm-hmm. And cats just do what cats do.
Yep.
But if we can spay or neuter them, then we don't have to worry about it. And they will keep other cats out of the neighborhood who would mm-hmm. come in. So here we got this cat. Came in from someplace and had her kittens because she's not a regular.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So this is a good thing to do, people. And if you need a trap.
Yeah, you can rent one from us. They're not too expensive if you get them at the Tractor Supply or Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
They're pretty reasonable, like 45 to 75 bucks, somewhere in there. But, yeah, you can call our animal regulations at 241-2550. To get more information about vouchers, to talk about renting a trap, and we'll try our best to help you out and get these cats out of there.
Okay. Now, let's talk adoptions. This is big. We've got like 4 minutes left.
Sure. So, I mean, this year so far, 352 dogs have been adopted, and 233 cats. Thanks in part to our partners at Bissell Pet Foundation and coming up the June 1st California Adopt-A-Pet Day. Thanks to Cal Animals and the ASPCA and the San Francisco SPCA.
Okay.
We want to keep those numbers up.
Okay, let's put this in perspective. Mm-hmm. You took in 786 dogs.
Right.
352 have been adopted. 129 dogs have gone to rescue groups. And 171 were returned to their families, which is a total of 652 dogs leaving the shelter, but that means 130 dogs are still there.
Exactly. Yeah. We have 72 kennels in our adoption center and 52 kennels in our receiving building, and they lately are always full.
Always full.
So we need the community's help to get all these dogs out of here and the cats as well. But the dogs right now is our big kind of choke point where we're needing help.
Okay, because you've had out of 494 cats, you've had 267 leave, 233 been adopted, 28 went to rescue groups, and 6 were returned to their families. Did they have a collar on them or something like? Or did you give them some money from the collar?
You know, it's one of the sad things about cats, stray cats, is that most people aren't looking for them. If you're a cat owner, you know your cat leaves and you don't see it for 2 days, and that's not really a cause for alarm for a lot of people. So by the time you're looking, it could be too late. It's tough.
My parents didn't get worried till 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Have you seen Carl? Okay. All right. Now, the last thing is be able to get your dog back or your cat if you microchip them.
Yes.
That's so important.
Yeah, and it's only $23 to microchip your dog at our vaccine clinics that are every Wednesday. We are doing our summer hours now, so it's every Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. But you can also get the microchip for $35 anytime. You just walk into our receiving building, and we'll do that for you. All our officers carry microchip scanners. Local vets have scanners. We have them, obviously, at the shelter. So if someone comes in with a dog or a cat, the first thing we do is scan that to see if it has a microchip in it. And it just pops up a little number, and we can call the microchip company, and they'll tell us your phone number, address. And we'll
when you adopt, like we did Buford and like you mm-hmm. have and you have, that the chip is changed. So, they have our information on it.
Correct.
So that y'all can reach us. I don't know if Buford would run away. I think he's got a good life right now. He might just, you know, but he could wander. Who knows? You know, because dogs are dogs.
Dogs are dogs, yeah.
It really helps. And, you know, because if your dog gets picked up and it's not chipped, they're going to bring him back to Haven Humane. Mm-hmm. It ends up costing money to get him back after, I think your first one's for free, but don't quote me. But,
But if he wanders on a regular basis, if you got the chip in him, then they can just call you and say, "We got your dog. We'll meet you at the 7-Eleven."
Exactly. Yeah, we'll prevent the dog from ever being taken into us. We even to avoid those fees, there are state and city mandated fees on the first day. But
okay,
we can hold the dog in the lobby before we do any paperwork on it and make sure that way you don't have to pay. So we do our best.
Okay. Hey, we got to run. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah,
Annie,
of course.
You were wonderful. Jim, you were okay.
Thank you so much for having us.
So much more information when Mark comes. Hey, buddy, you get well. And I'm thinking about you. And we'll see you next month where you owe me breakfast. Hey, everybody, have a great day. And God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.